This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel with Steve Scherr. It's been 2 weeks, but the Washington State Department of Transportation still doesn't know what's blocking the tunneling machine known as Bertha. WashDOT reported this morning that crews are drilling 10 wells to lower the water level near Bertha. Then they'll send down divers to investigate the blockage. Theories about the obstruction abound, but one theory has some serious backing from members of the geological community. They say it could be a glacial erratic. What is a glacial erratic, you may ask? We did too. Here to explain is Terry Swanson. Terry is a professor in the Earth and Space Sciences Department at the University of Washington. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So what is a glacial erratic?
A glacial erratic is a large boulder that has been transported by glacial ice. It actually can be used to describe things even smaller than boulders, but typically when people think about glacial erratics, they think of larger glacial sediment, you know, boulder-sized, house-sized, or car-sized objects. But in truth, you can even say smaller pieces of sediment would be constituted erratics as well. What the term means, why they use the word erratic, is that the ice will erode or pick up bedrock from during its initial transport. As it flows over bedrock, it can either pick it up from the base of the glacier, it can actually pluck it out as the ice moves over bedrock, or you can even have large blocks of rock that might fall from bedrock that's above the glacier, and it can fall onto the surface of the ice. And so the ice will transport all this sediment or dirt. And as the glacier flows over an area and melts back, that sediment can be deposited onto the ground. And within that sediment are these large boulders. And that's typically what we describe as a glacial erratic, are these larger boulders we see.
How long ago did these erratics get deposited?
Well, the ones that you're seeing on the surface of the Puget Lowland or near the surface of the Puget Lowland would have been deposited in the last glacial cycle, in the last glaciation. So we had ice overrun Seattle coming from the coastal mountain ranges in British Columbia, and the ice sheet grew and expanded. And between 18 and 15,000 years ago, the glacier expanded into the lowland. It was about 3,000 feet high over Seattle, and it had retreated back to the Canadian border by about 15,000 years ago. It was retreated back to the Canadian border.
You talked about ice covering the lower Puget Sound area and covering Seattle. So does that mean that there are other erratics in Western Washington?
Yes, there's. You can go if you hike the woods, so you can go in a lot of places. And I live on Whidbey Island, and so there's a lot of famous erratics here as well. But anywhere within the lowland, you're going to find these sporadic boulders that you find distributed on the surface. And in some cases, many of these, of course, the glacial sediment that was directly deposited by the ice that includes these erratics, you also find these boulders buried beneath the surface as well and entrained within the sediment there. And so the sediment, the thickness of sediment deposited by the ice may vary by 3 to 5 feet thick to maybe 30 or 40 feet thick, depending where you are. So presumably you could, in places where you expose the entire thickness of that sediment, you'll see these erratics even buried beneath the ground, which may be the culprit if you're looking at what's stopping Big Bertha, perhaps that the tunneling machine came in contact with one of these large boulders at depth there.
I'm talking with Terry Swanson. He's a professor in the Earth and Space Sciences Department at the University of Washington. And we're talking about glacial erratics, which may be the thing that's blocking Bertha, the tunneling machine. We don't know yet what's happening there, but that's one theory that geologists think is certainly credible. You said that there are famous erratics on Whidbey Island and that there are other erratics in the region. If I wanted to go see one, where should I go?
There's a great, for Whidbey's kind of neat because just the ambiance of being on the island there, but and the fact that it's almost entirely dry by glacial sediment. There's a famous erratic. If you go to the town of Coopville and you get to, there's only one stoplight there. You can turn right and go directly downtown or turn left. And you turn left at the light when you get to Coopville, and you go about two blocks and you'll see a sign that says Big Rock Apartments. And there's a coffee sort of, it's not a kiosk, I guess it's actually a sort of a coffee restaurant that's set up there. And it sits right in front of this, and this is a house-sized glacial radic. And it was actually excavated off of Mount Erie. And for those that have hiked on Fidalgo Island is the island directly north of Whidbey Island, and there's a high topographic feature. It's bedrock, and it's about 1,300 feet high. And so it acted as a major obstacle as the ice was flowing over Fidalgo Island. And so there's a lot of glacial radics that were actually eroded from this, you know, this large topographic bedrock feature. And so one of these is in Coopville. We call it the Coopville erratic. And so it's probably about 20 feet high. It's not the biggest, but it's really big. And then there's another one called the Waterman erratic that you can access off of Saratoga Road on Whidbey Island. And that's even bigger than the Coopville. And then there's recently we've got this famous Lake Stevens erratic, which is over near the town of Lake Stevens. And I have an undergraduate who's actually coming up with an erratic inventory website. And this is going to be up and running probably in spring. And you can just, you know, your listeners who are interested in erratics, they can actually just type in, and once we get all the bugs taken out of this and make sure we have all our citations properly sourced, they'll be able to go onto this website and just do a search of erratics of Western Washington. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to inventory all of the large famous erratics in the different counties of the state.
Wow.
And so people will be able to go visit these erratics, providing we'll know who gives permission, which are on public land. And so they're really quite amazing features to go and visit. We'll try to find out where they've been excavated, like where's the source bedrock, where'd they come from, if we can. And so we'll have all this information for people that are interested in seeing them.
Thank you so much. That was really fascinating. Terry Swanson is a professor in the Earth and Space Sciences Department at the University of Washington. He explained what a glacial erratic is, which may be blocking Big Bertha.
That's very cool. Can I tell you one more?
Yes, please.
28th and 72nd in the Wedgwood neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as big as those ones, but it's as big as this room. It's very about, well, I don't know how big, but it's very big. It's on the corner. People can go and look at it and stare at it. It's one of the few erratics in the neighborhoods that you can see.
That's pretty fascinating. Also a very famous erratic, Plymouth Rock. From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Jeannie Yandel with Steve Scherr.